traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Why, he hasn't done Impulsive?
I texted him about it, and he's like, yo, I just did this podcast. And be honest, bro, it's kind of draining, and I'm not really into it.
He's talking about my podcast?
Yeah. Well, not like, God damn it. No.
Thanks, David. No, thank you.
No,
bro.
No, God.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Impulsive,
the number one podcast in the world. Guys, welcome back. If you're not subscribed, make sure to subscribe. Good news, the gang is back. Spencer's back from China.
I am so happy.
Back from Hong Kong. Me and Mike just got back from Hawaii. Are we glowing? Are we tan? How you feeling, guy? You look good. Look old as usual.
Rosy. Oh, shit. You're talking about me. I'm getting older, yes. But yeah, my skin feels good. I feel
great. What did you bring from China? We missed you, by the way. But you're very festive looking.
I brought some goods.
What is that?
I found this new opportunity that I don't know how to break it to you, but it looks like a good opportunity, man.
What do you mean? What is that?
I might leave the Maverick House is what I'm getting
propaganda
at.
Spencer brought back some Chinese
I'm struggling
propaganda.
To figure out what it says, though. Yeah. But the benefits look good.
Is that Chinese? If I had to pronounce that in English.
It seems to be a blend of Russian and Chinese.
Kawaks have been paying
it. But I actually got this for you.
I got
this for the set. And incredible. I heard you like nuts and balls, correct?
Nuts and bolts.
No, nuts and balls?
I don't know where you heard that from.
Oh.
But I do agree. He does.
Yeah,
can I see that propaganda for a second?
I also got you some nuts and balls. Some Chinese nuts.
Oh, you really did?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Wow.
And then I got you some Chinese healthy balls right there.
Well, thanks, Spencer.
Yeah. And Mike, don't worry. I got you some too.
Spencer with the gifts, dude. It's funny. We saw your parents in Hawaii.
I know. That's crazy.
That was random.
That's actually legit
that was
crazy.
So
you really did give me balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do they do?
They replaced the balls. 15% of my testicles.
Exactly. You just got to open up the sack.
Oh, listen. Incredible.
Oh, that's special. So nice.
You're amazing.
And Mike, I know you like enjoy gambling.
Yes.
You know?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So I thought you needed a deck of cards. Step your game up.
Holy shit.
Check them
Spencer,
out though, bro.
Thank you so much, bro.
Those are not an
Holy
ordinary
shit,
deck of cards.
Dude, these are plated in 24 karat gold.
Plated in gold.
Wow.
Whoa,
wow. Dude. You really went in, Spencer.
Double down, bitches.
Went in China.
This is why we miss you, bro.
Thanks,
I miss
bro.
You guys too. Legit, this is the longest I've been apart from you guys.
I know.
It was weird.
Sad.
Isn't China communist? They're not supposed to have fun golden cars, but they do.
They do.
And balls.
Yep.
All right, yo. A lot of
they
small
still get
talk.
Down.
The gang is back, and we are excited to continue the number one podcast.
Oh,
in the world. Oh,
you know what? You know I have to leave. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
At 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard. I'm sure.
What the frick, dude?
Yeah, I got to go to New York for a few days. So now it's going to be you two, which is be cool.
All right.
I'm excited for you.
I'm down. Spice it up.
I want to introduce our guest, guys. He's an Apple Music podcast host, a musician, an actor, a writer, and the lead coder for Facebook.
Congrats.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Travis Mills.
Thank you so much.
Hey, what up, G? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
I'm going to be honest, man. Kind of shit. It's so fucking early.
You guys have so much energy right now.
Nah, because I chugged coffee and took like three like focus pills.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do those work?
Focus pills.
No, I don't know.
It's clearly not working.
Where are we
right
now?
I can't tell if they work or not. I don't know. Is you ever take focus pills?
Like never. No.
I don't know if it's a placebo or not. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where like I don't think it's been like proven by the ADCAS.
Do you take like the gas station focus pills?
No,
like the ones you get at like 7-Eleven?
He's not the real guy.
Those are like I'm always curious about those ones, and then the Viagra.
They have absolutely nothing real in them. Yeah, I can guarantee you that.
Exactly.
No, he takes like the legit like nootropics. Like he was prescribed them by some like doctor that scanned his brain.
Damn.
They're like, how
I have holes in my prefrontal cortex.
No really? Empathy.
Yeah, no empathy.
Shit. Okay.
So, are you feeling more empathetic lately?
Am I?
Or do you not know? You don't know what it is.
I think it's just, I just got to not be a dick, man. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah, respect.
But yo, you're the earliest podcast guest we've had.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for making this work.
Of course. No, thank you, man. Yeah. I understand you canceled an audition to be here.
I just moved it. I rescheduled it.
Oh, what was it?
It was for this movie. I don't know if I'm allowed. I don't know. It's a horror movie. Yeah. Okay. It's a horror movie.
All right. Those are always fun.
Yeah. It's cool.
So you're acting now. You're doing all the things.
I am. Yeah. I'm shooting this new show right down the street.
Right
too.
Down the street.
Literally.
That's why this works.
Yes.
Because it's in Tarzana.
Exactly.
Okay. Incredible.
Is that your first acting gig ever?
No. My first. Here's what's really crazy. When I was like 13, I wanted to be an actor. And so I joined like a young actors group. I grew up in Riverside, which is like an hour and a half away from here.
Oh, you're Cali boy.
Cali boy. Got born it. And raised. And so I'd go on auditions, but you know, it'd be like a 2-hour trek just to get from Riverside to LA. I did that for like, you know, 2.5 years. I booked a small shitty short film, and I played a drummer, and I got my ears pierced for like
tight.
The role.
Tight.
And was shot for like a week, and then once that was over, I was like, "Yo, fuck this! I want to make music," and then started stretching my ears and like, you know, getting tattoos
and shit.
And so I was like, "Okay, I can never be an actor again." And then it all came full circle because I was on tour, and a buddy of mine was like, "Yo, come out to this, you know, this thing in New York," and I had met someone's manager. And then they were like, "Yo, what do you do?" I'm like, "A musician."
Yeah.
Like, come to my office when you're back in LA. And I did. And then started sending me out on auditions. And I booked a Netflix show. That was the first thing I
saw. What was it called again?
Flaked,
right?
With Will Arnett. Yeah. And that was like my second audition, you know. And yeah, I booked it. And it was a great experience.
That's dope, bro. Do you think it's hard to get roles as tatted as you are?
Like, I mean, look, like, I definitely, the opportunity. I'm not going out for like Zac Efron movies and shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You could have played Ted Bundy, bro. Like, when I dapped you up, your palm is tatted.
Like, oh yeah, my palms are tatted too.
Heavy, man. And you said you did that when you were becoming a musician. Do you need to have tattoos to be a successful musician?
Nowadays. No.
But, you know, I was in hair school when I started my music project.
Oh shit.
And so there's a lot of layers.
There's layers. You're an onion.
I'm an onion.
Yeah,
man.
Travis Mills is an onion.
Yeah, but I was in hair school when I started my music project, and I just wanted to be my own boss my whole life. I was like, I don't want anyone to tell me what, you know, what to do. I want to make my own schedule. I want to look the way I want to look. And so I thought, you know, I went into hair school and I was like, this is what I'm going to do.
You were full send with the hair.
I'm a licensed cosmetologist.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Holy shit.
So I started my music project.
What don't you do, sir?
I should have put that as one of the things you did. I put lead coder for Facebook. That's not true.
No, I don't know how to code. That's the one thing I can't do.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I went to hair school, and the day that I went and took my state board test, that's like what, you know, gives you the license, your cosmetology license. I passed that test on my third try, and then I left the testing facility and went on tour and never did hair again.
Damn.
Holy shit.
It's a total waste of an education.
It's almost like you have some form of like ADHD or
It's
something.
Great. It's like I got a tattooed on me and like have a podcast called ADHD or something.
Yeah, I want to dive into that, but did you see The Dirt yet? Machine Gun Kelly's new movie?
I did.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah. So, because I have my show on Beats One.
Okay. Yeah,
So they, I was supposed to have Tommy Lee and Nikki Sixx.
Ah, no way.
On the show.
Shit.
So Netflix sent me like a screening like a few weeks ago. So I got to watch it early.
Oh, that's tight.
That shit was amazing.
It is?
Yeah, it's good.
They, I find it interesting. They covered all of MGK's.
Did you see the video of the behind the scenes?
How long does that shit take?
Hours, man.
Like, are they going to have to do that to you eventually?
For the show I'm on now, no. The tattoos are part of my role and like my character, but I'm sure, yeah.
Because it's like it's an erase, or it's like they paint him like brown.
Yeah,
and then you go over with like your skin color.
Exactly.
Every day.
It's a process.
For 4 months.
Yes.
God, that's gotta be bad for your skin, dude.
I don't know. I mean, how long does it last? Are the makeup? Yeah, like,
well, right now they're covering up this little tattoo I have on my forehead, and that shit'll come off like halfway through the day. So I can't imagine.
Is it covered right now?
No. Okay. I just have letters right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I got it a long time ago, and it's in red, so it's a lot easier to cover. But yeah, I'm watching those behind the scenes videos of MGK, and I'm like, dude, you salute, man.
Yeah,
salute.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is when they shot that in New Orleans, and I had a show there, and we landed there like the same day. Before he started shooting. And so we hung out for like 2 or 3 days.
I was about to say, you chill with him?
Yeah, I've known him since 2012, since Warped Tour.
Oh, shit.
Warped Tour.
Why you point to him?
Because I just mentioned it to him before.
He was talking to me about it before.
He used to be, he was big into punk rock.
Yeah, I know.
He had a punk rock band and shit. And so Warped Tour is like the primo, like it's cream of the crop.
It's like, you know, Heaven's Gate for all of the emo kids.
What bands were like? Because we just had Adam 22 on, and me and him were going geeking out over like Hatebreed, E-Town.
Okay.
That was like way
back. So you were
back.
Into metal. You were into death metal.
No, I wasn't. You know, I listened to him, but I was also into like Wonder Years, Sick. Saves the Day, Newfound Glory, like cool. All that shit.
Yeah.
Brand New.
Brand New is one of my favorite bands. I grew up on Brand New, Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah,
MXPX, NoFX,
hell yeah,
Blink 182, Sum 41, like all that shit. Yeah. Midtown, man.
Are those the people that inspired you to get into music? It's interesting how you made the switch from acting to music,
and then
the
music
drop
to
of
act.
A pin. Yeah, like what's going on? Like, how do you decide?
Dude, my whole thing is like, I want to have fun doing what I'm doing, and I have to stay like creatively inspired, and I can't just sit and just do one thing.
Yeah,
so anytime I can like, you know, challenge myself, and I like doing shit that I think I'm going to fail horribly at.
Really?
Yes.
Not a lot of people have that mentality.
I like throwing myself into the fire and being like, this could go one or two ways, good or awful.
Why?
I feel like that's when I thrive.
In chaos.
Yeah.
Under like pressure.
I thrive under pressure. That is when I'm like my best
You're
self.
You're like Larry Bird.
And when I walk away from that, I'm like the most fulfilled and happy.
You're like Larry Bird.
Just hitting threes in the clutch, bro.
I'm horrible at basketball.
You're not afraid to fail then?
No, dude, look at my whole life is like just a string of failures. And turning them into successes.
Yeah, you did some things right.
I did a few things right.
I have a question. How far will you go for an acting role? Like because you mentioned, I forget what it was. You mentioned altering something on your body for a role.
Yeah.
How far is too far?
Dude, I tested for this HBO show where I played a gay character and I had a boyfriend, and you know, there was like, I didn't get the role, but I mean, just putting myself into that headspace and taking on that challenge was a lot of fun too.
Really? That's a big leap for a lot of
definitely
a lot of young Hollywood actors. I was thinking maybe you never have to do this, but if I was offered like a superhero role, like, I'm gonna be honest, I would do steroids. Like,
yeah. Really?
You'd go all in.
Oh yeah.
You go all in.
Like, would you shoot nude scenes?
He's done some.
I've done some like dick out.
Yeah, dick out.
Man, I don't know.
I'm a grower, so not rare. A shower, bro. So like, if I'm walking around with like a little tiny peen, like, I don't know if I wanted to.
Exposed. If they let me walk around hard, I'm in.
You just had fluffers constantly
that's
coming
called
in.
A porno,
you
that's called porno.
Nah, listen, I don't know. I'd do the cock sock. I've done that.
Yeah,
like ass out, bro. Like my butt's dope, bro. I don't know.
I have no ass, so
me neither.
I'd have to get an ass double. You know,
my ass is. Literally,
and that's a thing, by the way.
Oh, really?
Every body part has a double.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can get a stand-in for the butt.
Just get a cock double, dude.
Yeah, get a dick double.
Dick double.
Dick double.
Nah, because then I'm a little bitch, bro. Nah, I want the peen. Why do I have to be soft? Why can't, like,
yeah. It's a character choice. He comes in this scene and he's hard.
He has the opposite of erectile dysfunction, whatever that is.
I'm just hard all the time. I just
erectile infunction.
You fight crime while you're hard, dude.
That's incredible. That's the superpower.
Would you ever be able to like pretend that you believe in something for a role? That
like
you
flat earth?
How did you know
this, dude?
I just want to let you guys know, okay? I watched it for the first 20 minutes. I was pissed at you guys. I was like, there's no fucking way that these dudes, I wanted to come over here and just sit you guys down on one of these beautiful love sacks and be like, no.
Yeah.
What was the moment you knew, dude?
You're a good actor, dude.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, you're a good actor.
He's up for an Oscar.
Crushed it.
And the movie's up for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Probably 15. Like, yeah, like after I saw Mark, pretend to die.
That was the first scene.
Yeah, exactly. But I, like, when I clicked on it, I was just like, No. And then I saw you post something that they're pissed at you, right?
Oh, bro, they are so mad.
It's big, dude.
Robbie Davidson is going on Nightline.
That's what I saw you post. And he's going on ABC or some shit.
Dateline.
Yeah, man, they're not happy at all. Well, I mean, we infiltrated the community and lied to all of them. And by the way, every time they pass us in the halls, I'd get the, "Hey, don't do us dirty, guy."
Every time.
"Tell the truth. Don't mock us in the dock."
Because they're so used to being mocked.
Yeah,
so.
and I'd have to be like, "Okay, I got you, bro." And I'm a part of me feels like slightly bad, but not really. I'm curious. You've seen Sacha Baron Cohen stuff.
I was going to say, you Sacha Baron Cohen them.
Yeah. But like the difference is like, they're an easy group to Sacha Baron Cohen. Now, that's a verb now. That's amazing.
But they do it to themselves.
They did it to themselves. Yeah, I did was film them and they did it. But Sasha, like the people he's punking are real political figures that have a very powerful voice. Like if I am supposed to feel somewhat bad, what about Sacha Baron Cohen?
Well, he also generally punks people that have like far leaning, like political
extremists,
extremists. And so like, technically we're not that far away from what he does, but listen, like these people are just, I felt kind of bad about it. I really didn't. I've told him that.
Once it came out or while you guys were doing
it? A little bit of both, dude. Like they
I mean,
went,
you were the one that had to go
way in. I had to go way in. I had to be a true flat earther. So while I was there, I was like supporting them. I was like, listen.
You know when I found out it was fake? When you were smashing the globes.
That's when you knew?
No one has that many globes.
Yeah. We have more.
We love planet Earth.
Is this triggering for you, dude? Do we need to hide this?
A little bit, yeah.
Sorry.
No. They took us in and they welcomed us. But at the same time, like, listen, like both of us, I think are very focused on the fact that they just don't have a grip of any kind of proof leading to create any kind of law. I mean, we made a tell all.
Yeah, we made a tell all.
So you can watch
it's,
that.
It's going to come out, but I'm curious because we do love doing stuff on the internet like that we could have pitched that to Netflix.
Of course.
They probably would have denied it, but we could have done it. We just decided to do it ourselves. How do you delegate to join Hollywood projects and not make your own stuff on the internet besides ADHD, your podcast?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know what? I feel like I used to be a lot more public with everything. Like I was just like, okay, cool. And then for some reason, man, I just started pulling back and just like didn't want all of my shit on the internet. And like what I like about going and stepping onto a set and like shooting a show is that I don't have to be me. I can just be someone else, you know? And what's scary about that is that you have no control over the edit.
Yeah.
You have no control over it. I mean, you've done movies and a bunch of shit. You have no control over like what takes they use. And so for like giving up that aspect of control is sometimes
it's tough.
It's uneasy.
Yeah. I mean, how do you do it? That's what I'm saying.
I don't think about that shit. I just kind of like, I just show up. I just make sure that, you know, I'm prepared and I can do a good job and hopefully, you know, I do.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you're nailing the scenes, not every scene's going to be perfect, but
dude, I still walk away from shit. I'll have producers and shit come in. Oh my God, dude, that was fucking hilarious. And then like, I'll be like at Crafty with some of the other actors. Be like, yo, did I suck? Like, was that take off? Like, God awful.
Yeah, bro.
And they're like,
that's so natural.
And then they'll finish a monologue and then they'll come up and do the same thing and whatever. And these are people who have had like, you know, extremely successful shows and been on projects that I'm a huge fan of. I don't know if that ever goes away unless like you're just a complete narcissist.
Yeah. I'm surprised at how, honestly, pleasantly surprised at how human Hollywood is.
I think it's definitely becoming more that way.
Yeah, true. I think people kind of have to be. Everyone's being like brought down to earth.
Well, not only that, but there used to be like gatekeepers in this shit, right? True. And then people like yourself came along and shook up everything and proved that like, you know, you don't have to be in this little square box to have an audience and to make content that people enjoy. And so you're kind of taking the power back, you know, away from the people that held those doors open.
Even the traditional Hollywood actors, though, now with social media, if your girlfriend, even, for example, like any one of the Riverdale cast members, before they didn't have social media to develop and nurture an audience. And now they do. So now after X seasons, they have people who are going to want to watch them and are not fans 100%. Of them.
Yeah.
I'm always curious. Maybe you have an answer. Actors that do gain followings because of a viral show, a movie, that something they did became the zeitgeist of culture. How is it going from a character on TV to posting who they are on social media? Like, there's a gap there.
Definitely.
There's a gap there. So what if the people that are following, I don't want to say any specific names here, but what if the people they're following on social media, they don't fall in love with them as a human?
Dude, my,
and they're only in love
my girlfriend's
with the character.
A perfect example, right? Because she, at the first season of Riverdale, she played a villain. Like, not a, but you know.
I didn't watch it. Was she the bad?
She's not like a bad character or anything like that. But she, you know, she has attitude. Okay, and, okay. You know, she was portrayed to be like, I don't know, not, I don't want to say like, yeah, I don't want to say the villain, but she, yeah, anyways, that's why she started a YouTube channel. And that's one reason why I respect her much is she wanted to, you know, kind of blur those lines, because we'd be out to eat and people would be calling her Cheryl and think that, you know, her character was who she was.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, she says this all the time. Like, I want to start a YouTube channel so you guys can get to know me.
Who she really is.
Exactly.
I found that difficult too. Like, I think a lot of times when you're on anyone else's project, whether it be the podcast or like anything, you're, like we talked about earlier, kind of at the whim of their directing and their producing or whatever. And it's
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Sometimes it showcases a person that's different from who you really are. And so I can relate to that for sure. Like, there's a lot of times when I want to create content just to be like, yo, this is who I really am. The podcast is probably the best place for us to show like who we really are.
And definitely.
Not to derail too much, but you specifically do a great job of that. showing your audience who you are and staying true to yourself.
I'm super upfront. This dude,
people love you. This dude's engagement on Instagram, on his stories. How many views you get a story? Like 120,000?
No, that's the chick. That's Daisy.
No, that's
mine.
What you
was like, mine's like 70,000.
Oh, you fucking lie. All right, never mind. You suck.
You're inflating like numbers here, buddy.
It's like 30%.
No, but like, okay.
Look at Will Smith, though, right? Like, for the longest time, he was this like unobtainable, untouchable, huge celebrity, mega celebrity. And look, everyone in their head had this idea of Will Smith about how cool of a fucking guy he was. And then he makes a YouTube channel. And then he just confirms what we've all been thinking. Like, damn, you really are who we all think you are.
Exactly. But I was about to say, he's dope both in character and in real life. But what happens, because I've seen it, if you're not dope in real life,
don't make a YouTube channel.
Stay away.
Get off Instagram.
No, for real. I mean,
just keep acting. I think in other people's
just
roles.
Book roles, man.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a viable solution. I mean, like, I think about actors who are really specifically actors, like, bro, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, he makes shoes.
Where's he at? What?
Make sure I'm not misquoting, because I believe it's him. But Daniel Day-Lewis, I believe.
What's he doing?
He like gave up acting for a little bit, and he wanted to go and become a shoesmith and like make like his own shoes.
No,
wouldn't it have made more?
Am I right?
It says something about retirement.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. But wait, is it like he is handcrafting? He's
like
a cobbler?
He moved to fucking Italy or one of these places.
Oh, he went all in
and learned how to make like, you know, like these bespoke like wooden
a shoe cobbler.
Shoe cobbler. Thank you.
Yes, he's a cobbler.
He's a cobbler now, And wow. That's what brings him the most fulfillment.
You know
life.
What would have made more sense? If he made a line of milkshakes. Remember from, what's it called? What was that movie called?
Was it There Will Be Blood?
There Will Be Blood.
Was it
where
that?
He's like, I will drink your milkshake. Yeah. You know that? Yeah. It's the funniest line in the fucking movie.
Can you just imagine though, like Daniel Day-Lewis just out there just cobbling some shoes?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
What a pleasant surprise. I don't even know what a shoe cobbler does.
Well, he knows my dream at the end of all this.
He wants to open a little slider.
Food truck.
Like down by,
yeah, just like a slider truck.
Do you have a name for it?
It was actually Mike's Meats. It's actually called Mike's Meats. Yeah, it was going to be in Malibu, dude. Because listen, like this, all this shit is such a fucking grind. Do you ever feel like that? Like how long can you fucking grind for?
How long are you going to be doing
like,
this?
Wake
team
up
Mills?
In the morning, go to this, go to that. Like, is there an expert? Is there burnout?
I think the key to that is just finding shit that makes you happy and like keep changing it up.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you know, dude, I toured 7 or 8 months out of the year for 7 or 8 years. And then I got burned out and I was like, all right. And that's why, you know, I wanted to do my Beats One show. And like, you know, that's why I started. I was like, all right, fuck, I'll do this acting thing and shot the Netflix show and was like, yo, I like this, you know? And then I was a huge fan of podcasts. I was like, I might as well start my own. I think just, yeah, keeping shit interesting and throwing different things into the mix adds, you know, to sustainability. Mm.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You call
it
Mike's mini meats. You know, like
it would be more
miniature.
Accurate. Oh, yeah. No, it wouldn't meats. Be miniature. It'd be accurate.
Give me these sliders.
Very accurate. So I thought you were talking about a penis. That was a penis joke.
No, I was talking about your burger company.
You're saying you'd rather make meats all day, make sliders all day than
you know,
work in
I
this
just,
house.
No. I'm not saying rather. I just think that like between the podcast, we've got multiple now like filmmaking projects, vlogs. And then by the way, this enterprise only represents 30 to 40% of my total workload. I've got, you know, consulting projects. I've got a million things. And there are a lot of days where I'm just like, yo, my brain is going to implode, dude. You know what I'm saying? And I'm 34 now. I know you have a big birthday coming up.
I'm 29. Yeah. About to be 30 in like 2.5 weeks.
Woo!
Yeah.
April 12th.
Oh shit. You're Aries.
Damn. Aries gang.
April 1st, bro.
Are you?
Yes. By the way, nothing changes.
Okay.
Nothing changes.
Good to know. I've been having a little bit of an exit, like a little crisis.
Don't do it.
You know?
It's all good. It's the same thing, dude. You're only as old as you feel, bro.
I feel younger now than I did when I was 21.
Hey, that's good.
You know, I was in such a fucked up headspace when I was like, you know, just reaching like the first kind of like things of success that I wasn't able to enjoy it. And now I look back then like, damn, dude, I was so unhappy and like.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I didn't even get to like. Enjoy all the cool shit that was happening to me. I was like riddled with anxiety. I was depressed. I had definitely like had anger issues.
Why do you think that is?
I think because you have this idea of what success is and how it's going to make you feel. And then you actually get it and it's not all that you thought it was going to be. Mm. And so you're left with this void and you're like, fuck, you know, all these years I thought that once I had this and this and this, I'd feel complete and I'd feel like a human and I'd feel like, I'm on top of the world. And then you start to get some of those things and you're like, nothing really changes.
Interesting.
You're left alone with yourself.
So how did you deal with that? How did you cope with it and actually face the truth?
Took a lot of losses, right? Like definitely I've had crazy highs and lows in my career. And I'm very grateful for those because it puts shit in perspective and it makes you reflect and be like, damn, when all this good shit was happening to me, I couldn't appreciate it. Like if only I could be back there. And, you know, you make some changes in behavior and in patterns and then you get back there and you can, you know, you have like a new outlook on it. You kind of have like a second chance or a third chance or a fourth chance or whatever it may be.
I think a good mindset, we were talking about this, is like when I was in Ohio and I was 18, wrestling, playing sports, like working landscape at a landscape company. My happiness level was like a constant, like let's just call it 100. It always stayed the same. And then when I started doing internet stuff and it took off, everything that happened thereafter was a bonus. Like I had a picture of success, but when I started to make it, let's call it, everything that was happening wasn't supposed to happen in my life. Yeah. Like I was fortunate enough and got lucky enough to have built this amazing thing. So it was all the bonus. And we talked about it when Mike, I mean, yeah, you, what, 10 years of your life.
Yeah. It was just spent in addiction and not to get crazy into it. But like when I was able to climb out of, you know, active addiction, dependence to opiates, when I got back to a place where I was clean and I was on the same level as everyone else in the world, like, or, you know, a lot of people in the world, I felt like I had made it. I was like, holy shit, like I didn't die, dude. Like I'm out. Anything on top of that is just a bonus. Yeah. And now
like, we're like, on the bonus level right now.
Yeah. I'm just happy to be alive. I'm just happy to be alive a lot of times, bro. You know what I'm saying? And so
I don't know if you guys can relate. I think travel is a big one too.
Oh my God.
Like just going
dude.
To oh, China.
Put shit into perspective. Yeah.
Just going to China and coming back. It was such a culture shock. And
China is especially rough. China's
dude,
crazy.
It's crazy.
And you were in Hong Kong?
Yeah, Hong
That's
Kong.
That's the least Chinese place in China.
No. I went into China too.
Okay.
Did you poop Beijing. In any weird like holes? I've heard so.
There's the squatty potties that like just public restrooms are just squat. Like
you just
it's
squat.
A hole in the ground.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you just squat to yes. shit, and they don't lock the doors there. So when you're searching for a stall, you're just like opening up. Is a Chinese man squatting,
just shitting,
and they don't care. They're like smoking.
Peace out,
like,
man. Hey, what's
up? It's very old.
Yeah. I respect that.
Strange culture, but yeah, like I mean, when you travel to a place like that and you come back here, you're like, damn, we don't have communism. Like obviously, it's not as intense as it used to be, but
you're in bonus woo, land.
You're bonus land just being in America. Yeah. Like,
do you think when Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto, he was like, there cannot be locked doors in
the
bathroom?
Shitter.
Yeah, he probably had, part he, of it. He had to. Yo, you know what's crazy though is when you go to China. I don't know if this is how it was for you, but you scan, you get a face scan at the airports, and you scan both your palms. And I don't know if you guys saw this either, but if you are anywhere in China, they can find you in like 7 minutes
because the cameras and shit.
Yeah, they're
so crazy, dude.
There's hundreds of cameras
what?
On almost every street corner
because of the face scan.
Facial yeah. shit. Yeah.
What if you have a twin?
Oh, I'm sure, bro. I'm sure like
they
they'll
send,
find
like a
little
out.
They'll find a pimple or something that'll make you look different.
Oh my God.
It's spooky.
You'd be fucked. You have so many tattoos.
I'm fucked.
Yeah. Anyway, well,
you
I
can never commit a crime, guy.
I don't know if it's China or Japan, but my homies were just somewhere and they couldn't get into I think it was Adam. Adam was just, he might have been in Australia though.
Yeah, he was.
And
he
couldn't get into a nightclub because they had tattoos on their hands.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, is it like a
and
gang?
The homie Jason has a tattoo on his head and they wouldn't let him in the club.
Did they think they were like
gang
bad
shit?
People?
Yeah, it's like no visible tattoos and shit like that. I was like, yeah, I'd be fucked.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo,
I was going to say, are you going to get a face tat?
I have my forehead tattooed right here.
That's
that,
right.
That's it.
Wait, I still can't see that one. I don't. I'm red.
I might
green
still have makeup
blind.
On from set
I think
yesterday.
You do. Yeah. Okay. You pointed out. I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's just like right. People think it's like a scar or like a scab. But there's just like little red.
I see.
Red line right here. Yeah.
Any under the eyes?
Fuck no.
Cheeks?
No. No. I'm so happy I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. You thought about it?
Oh yeah, dude.
You could be you're like, you could be one of the biggest rappers in the world right now.
If you put, thank you.
If
only
like
I had
under
eye
tattoo. A couple drops.
Or you'd be in prison.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Or one of the two. One of the two.
There is no in between.
Speaking of big face tats, I want to ask you a little bit about regrets.
Okay.
From the past. Because we talked about like things that we've done, and somebody that's in the news right now is Cardi B.
Yep.
Right. And her stories of
her going on live and
talking about drugging men. And what are your thoughts on all that?
But let me give some context.
Oh, sure.
If people don't know, this is actually wild. And I think it's one of the many things that's kind of being downplayed, actually. But Cardi B admits to drugging and robbing men during her stripper days. And she said this on Instagram Live. Here's the soundbite.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, she said it.
Yo, that shit happens all the time, bro.
For sure.
Like, yeah. And
people
and, you
just
know,
admit it.
No, what I'm saying is like these art. I tell like artists, like new artists all the time when they go on tour and shit. Like, yo, like don't have people back to the hotel rooms that like you don't know, you know, or on the tour bus that you don't know. Because, yeah, like when you go hop in the shower. Big Sean had a skit on one of his albums, too, like where he hops in the shower. And this girl takes, you know, all of his chains and his Rolex and his wallet and just runs out the hotel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What song was that? It was on that.
You know what I'm talking about, though. And that shit, dude, that shit happens. That shit really does happen. So I don't know. Look, Cardi's whole career is built off of like the struggle, overcoming the struggle. That's why people loved her. You know, everyone thought that she was nothing but a stripper and she was a reality TV show girl. And then she, you know, she had a hit and then followed it up with another hit. And yeah, that's part of like her success. That's what makes her so relatable. I don't know.
Here's why I'm it's a little sticky for me.
Let's hear it.
And it's funny because
she robbed you.
I'm a victim.
You survived Cardi B.
Surviving Cardi B. Now, I mean, it's funny because I'm treading lightly, but I like shouldn't feel like I have to, because let's say a male artist did this and he admitted to doing it. It's probably over.
Here's the only difference. No, like that male artist isn't stripping at a male strip club and girls aren't coming up to him, grabbing his dick and being like, I want to fuck you, you know, and treating him less than.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I don't even know if I could be wrong. I don't even know if being a stripper has really anything to do with what she did. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
she found the guys.
Yeah, but how hard is it to find dudes who want to fuck you?
I think she's just so caught up in that life.
Listen, you know? I have a thought on this, all right? First of all, people that have never been through a struggle like that, she was in a place of complete and utter desperation. And normally I am very outspoken against Cardi B. I don't like really love the message she portrays. But on this one, I kind of see her story. Okay. She came out, she apologized for it. She said, not apologized, but she said, I'm not proud of my actions. But listen, on the flip side, for males, a lot of the biggest rappers in the world, they don't brag about drugging and robbing men. They brag about killing men.
Yep.
That's their key to success. They talk about selling crack, selling heroin and robbing men or killing men. And so her talking about what she had to do in her struggle. Now I sit back and not to bring it back up, but I've been in places of fucking horrible desperation. I kind of understand what that's like. And I watch all these like white, like not privileged, but like silver spoon pundits sitting there talking shit about it. I'm like, you have no idea what she's been through. And it would probably be best instead of like coming up with opinion if you just shut your fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Noble of you.
Like I said, I'm very outspoken against a lot of her content, but at the same time, and she didn't advocate it. She came out and she said, I'm not proud of it. It was wrong of me to do, but I didn't know what else to do. And so listen, a lot of people in the hood work jobs. There's jobs there. Like you don't have to do that, but like I've never been in her shoes. So like, I'm not going to judge her. You know what I'm saying? That's just my thoughts on it.
I feel this the exact same way. Yeah. I try not to speak on situations that I know nothing about. You know, like I don't know what headspace she was in when those things happened. What's crazy, like I was gonna reiterate your point though, Mike, is dudes rap about robbing people all the time.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know, like I mean,
and they get on live all the time and like admit
with guns.
Their
crimes. Get on live and run up to other rappers and snatch their chains
with guns.
With guns and pistol whip them and fucking beat their head in, and they get praised for it.
Yeah,
you know, it almost like makes them cooler. I don't know. I'd just say maybe poor choice of words, or like explain. You know, poor choice of explanation,
or like place to explain. Maybe,
exactly.
Maybe just like that. Keep that to your
Maybe
keep
just
that
like
to your girls.
Yo, you made it this far. Just repress those things.
I think the live was from like 3 years ago.
It is.
Yes. Well, it's funny because like,
old. Okay.
I'm trying to be unbiased and like see clearly here, put it like on a level playing field. But like, I'm a Cardi B fan. At the end of the day, man, I don't know how much I like. Really care. I'm like, I'm trying to be devil's advocate
Hold
right
on.
Now.
Didn't we all kind of have this idea though that she like
to drug,
like
to I didn't
find no. I'm saying I didn't find that confession shocking.
Maybe that's
anyway.
Why. Maybe
like,
that's why
I'm watching it. And I'm like,
yeah,
it makes sense. Yeah, that's Cardi B.
Of course,
exactly.
That's why. Yo, we always come back to motherfucking authenticity. If you're authentic and genuine, you can get away with so much more, and you own it.
Of course.
But she almost isn't with this one, though. She's being pretty much railed, right? I mean, I don't think it's going to affect her at all, but she's being...
No, I'm saying, like that is Cardi B.
It's always the dude. It's the Disney stars. Yo, it's the Disney stars who, like, get pulled over for a DUI and arrested for coke that everyone's like, whoa, what the fuck? Because they portray one thing, and, you know, behind the scenes, they're doing another.
Yeah. With it's that deception. People hate being deceived.
I'm not surprised by the Cardi B, like, you know, by that video, by that audio clip.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, you know, listen to the music.
There we go. Hey, what about our friend Mike here? How you doing, guy?
I was looking at the Uber timing.
You got to go to the airport?
I think I'm good for a few more minutes.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I also wanted to, did you want to do Jussie Smollett? Because it's in that same vein.
Yeah.
That is something I definitely want to fucking talk about.
What's good with that?
Oh, I think the fact that he just got acquitted of like 19 felonies is bananas to me.
Bananas.
I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah. He got acquitted for everything.
All the charges.
Everything.
So expunged, gone. And he cannot be re-indicted.
Re-indicted. But they are.
Silent C, but.
He can't be re-indicted by the state. But they're saying that he potentially could still face federal charges.
Even the mayor of Chicago is like, this is a grave, like, injustice.
I just don't understand what happened.
A whitewashing of justice. That's what he calls it.
Someone called it, they said the justice system has been raped.
Whoa.
That was the word. That was the words they used. But, I mean, this is, why do you think they were dropped? Because this is I think it sets a very nasty precedent.
Where was he charged? Like, what?
Chicago.
Okay, in Chicago.
Why?
Dude, I have no idea. We were talking about that shit on set yesterday.
To be fair, Chicago's like the place where the craziest shit goes down. So maybe the judge is like, I've got 10 murder cases I got to figure out after this. Like,
but even the mayor was like, no, this shit can't go down like this.
Is Rahm still the mayor? No, right? Rahm Emanuel?
I live in California. Dude.
No, the reason I say is because he's like one of the biggest stories because they've had so many Chance the Rapper raps about it all the time. Like, Rahm, you done... I forgot the rest of the rhyme, but like he talks about how none of the police there are ever indicted for murdering black people on the street. And it's very true. And so it's a big story there. But evidently the prosecutor has said that he doesn't believe that he didn't lie to police. Like, so he said, like, he dropped all the charges, but then has gone on and said, like, I don't believe he didn't
lie. The dudes who did it were extras on Empire.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, they were extras. They had scenes together.
Yes. Oh, no.
They had scenes together, and this fool wrote them a fucking check.
Oh, no.
He wrote them a check. Like, hey, man, don't tell anyone about this, all right? Like, cash this in, like, a week, you know?
So bad.
And then he wouldn't give up his fucking cell phone to, like, look through the shit. The fools went and bought the whatever the fuck it was, the rope and all that shit, on store surveillance cameras.
Yo, Jussie's probably... buzzing right now. He was, what was it, like 64 years he was facing?
I don't know. Yo, and maybe if you're gonna have someone like commit fraud with you, like, get some dudes that actually look like the dudes who would do that. Don't get like two
yoked ass
Nigerian black dudes who like are those dudes are not walking around with MAGA
hats on. That's all you had to do. You had to do is find some fat white hunter.
Who
with
the fuck
MAGA
is getting Subway at 3 a.m.? Like, who is going to Subway? You get off a flight and you're like, man, I just really want a footlong right
now. Hell no. But if I'm coming out the bar and it's the only place that's open.
These boys.
Yeah, dude. I saw them at a Trump rally. Like, what the fuck are you thinking, man?
He's got to have some amount of pull. Like, he has to.
Mike made a comment. I don't know if this is like...
You don't get away with that if you're just a normal guy.
He's wondering if... his punishment in Hollywood is enough and the embarrassment. Is he going to work again? Probably not. I don't know.
Like, how does that work? Because I remember, like, one time I got.
He's still not telling the truth about it, though, right? He's still maintaining his innocence.
Yeah.
Deny till you die, my friend. Take this as a lesson. I'm serious. Deny till you die. And be authentic.
Maybe not the best advice.
But it is a commonly believed practice. I got arrested in school one time and and expelled. And when I went to court, they dropped the charges. They were like, all right, I mean, he's already fucked. I got expelled my senior year of high school. You know what I'm saying? I still got to walk with my class, but I didn't go to class for the back half of my senior year of high school.
It just sounds like a good situation to me.
I went to the library yeah. for 2 hours a day with some like nice tutor lady, and she was like, and I still got to graduate with better grades than I would have had in school.
I got kicked out of two private schools and graduated when I was 16. So that shit, I feel you on that. It worked out to my benefit.
Wait, what? How is that possible?
It wasn't my fault. Okay.
Yeah. Mine wasn't either. Yeah, mine wasn't either.
Taking your advice, Logan. I went to Christian school growing up and I got my first school. I got expelled for wearing secular band t-shirts, for wearing like an AFI t-shirt.
Okay.
And they accused me of like stealing an iPod and $80. And I was like, fuck you guys. And I got expelled. Then I went to a school that I had to wear uniforms. I was only there for 2 weeks. These two girls were making fun of me and my friend who went there. He said something back to them, and little did we know that that girl's boyfriend did not go to that school, and he was in a gang. And so that gang pulled up to the school as soon as school got out, and they pointed a gun at us out the window. And so we got expelled for, you know, inciting violence upon the school. Essentially.
That really wasn't your fault.
It wasn't my fault. No, someone pulled a gun on us. There was nothing I could do about it. And I went to this thing called charter school, and I actually got to go to community. I got to go to college when I was like 16, and my college courses counted as double high school credits. So I finished high school when I was like 16.
How does
and a
this
half.
Make any sense?
But we're all non-traditional here. I don't think anyone did like any sort
no,
of natural.
I'm pretty.
You graduated.
Yeah, Logan and I were involved in heavy gun violence. We're hard, is what I'm saying.
We're hard. As Spencer sits there with his Chinese garb,
I'm actually hard.
Yo, did you steal the iPhone?
Guy? I did not. No, it was an iPod.
Did you steal the iPod?
No, I had my own fucking iPod, and I definitely lost my temper and told my principal to go fuck himself.
All right, well, that explains why you got expelled.
Don't accuse me of shit, bro.
I'm pretty sure everyone's done that at some point.
It's not far-fetched.
Point,
bro, you know? I don't know if I can say this.
Stolen something?
No, told their principal to go fuck themselves.
Oh, yeah, I have.
No,
you don't say that. You don't say that.
What generation iPod was that?
It had to be one.
No, it had the scroll
the
wheel.
Classic.
Okay, yeah, this is before touchscreens, guys.
The classic.
Do you guys remember the Zunes?
Oh my god.
It's way back.
The Zunes?
The Zunes came out and it was like a, I don't remember the exact space, but it was like gigs and everybody was freaking out.
What was that?
Can hold 1,000 songs?
Yeah.
Like, go nuts.
LimeWire?
Napster, yes. LimeWire.
Oh, LimeWire.
Lime,
my first love.
My first virus.
I was told not to download it because of the viruses. And I did.
Dude, I must have went through like 3 PCs.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, all right, I'm going to get a fucking Mac.
LimeWire claimed a lot of PCs back in the day.
But, dude, that was like the good old, when you had to dig for shit, and then you'd download this album, and it'd be like fart sounds.
You'd be like, I'm so stoked
to listen to Blink-182. And it'd be like shit sounds and like the Jerky Boys, like prank calling people.
Oh, my God.
Did you kick my dog?
Did you kick my dog?
That happened to me. That is the most relatable thing I've ever heard. Holy shit, that's a throwback.
Copyright. Okay. Napster, copyright, Article 13.
Oh, this just passed. You hear about this?
EU.
No, what happened?
Article 13 passed in Europe. Okay, how do I describe
this? I think
this?
Everybody's still trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
it's just a broader protection of copyright.
Here's the issue. Okay, so if I used a song in a vlog and I did not get it cleared, I would be I'd get a copyright strike.
Yeah,
as possible.
That happens
down,
now, right?
Claim monetized, yeah, whatever it is. Now, Article 13 was passed in Europe. The copyright strike would go against the platform, i.e. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, whatever the platform
is allowing
the copyright. Yes. And so those platforms are saying, yo, we don't want to even begin to deal with any of these lawsuits because there's going to be a shitload of them. We're going to shut down everything. This just passed.
Yeah, that's what
I don't know.
What do they mean by shut down everything?
YouTube.
Yeah, not going to accept uploads to.
Which obviously
to
that's
it.
Not going to happen. But what's going to definitely happen is the cost. Basically, what they're saying is that the cost of legal expense for these copyrights is going to be so hefty that it's literally going to destroy their margins. And so I think what's going to end up happening, unfortunately, is those costs are going to get pushed down to both the creators and the end users. So, like, if you're a person that ingests a lot of, or, you know, takes in a lot of YouTube content.
If you're a fan watching it.
Yes. You're going to either have to pay now. Now, this is only in the EU so far. It doesn't affect us here, right?
Well, yeah.
Hey,
We had our
I want to fact check myself. It does not affect us here.
Right.
I don't think there's not going to be any YouTube. I'm kind of being facetious, but.
Well, they have said it's going to be a major detriment to their business model.
Yeah. What do you guys think the next YouTube is going to be?
I don't think there's going to be one.
You don't think so?
Uh-uh.
We got the stranglehold.
If you can, there's an answer to this. What was the last big social media that was created and like thrived actually?
I'm going to say Instagram.
Nope.
What was it?
TikTok. And before that, Musical.ly.
Okay, Musical.ly.
That's
TikTok.
That's the newest, biggest thing that actually like has a foothold.
I think the infrastructure is going to change for it. I think for YouTube? I think with like blockchain and I know those concepts are pretty foreign to a lot of people, but I think that's going to be the next wave is where it's deregulated. Like completely. Once you deregulate the flow of the money, then you can have a new platform. Maybe YouTube adopts that. I highly doubt it.
I think another reason that you never see like a lot of new platforms is anytime a platform starts to get just a little bit of legs out under it, Google or Facebook just buys them. Yeah. No, buy or does that, but usually they just buy them outright. Mm-hmm. Like you had so many companies in the past, WhatsApp and all these companies. As soon as they Snapchat. Facebook offered that dude $3 billion. He was, I think, 21 years old, 22 years old. Offered him $3 billion. He said, fuck off to Zuck. Chinese investors came along later and I think offered him $5 billion.
I think it was 10.
Whatever. And he still said no. And by the way, Snapchat's had like, is now having a little bit of a refresh. I think they're starting to do a little bit better. They were declining in monthly users and I think they leveled off.
Now their stock's going up.
No, I don't really still use it. Like I have it, but I don't post anything there. Yeah. Like I just forget.
Me too.
I think Snapchat went wrong though because they wanted to create a physical product that they could sell, right? They were like finding issues in
the glasses.
Yeah. And like that was cool for like a month.
Snapticles.
Yeah. I feel like a good spectacles or some shit like that.
Those are cool, but I mean that's not what Snapchat is and was. I think a good indicator for me that like this platform just does not know how to innovate is like on Valentine's Day, I'll still, and for the past 10 years, receive a little cheesy Snapchat animation that pops up from Team Snapchat saying, "Happy Valentine's Day." And every time I'm like, is this the best y'all got? You're being offered billions of dollars. Like it's time to change something.
You don't like those little animations with the little ghost?
Do you sit there and watch
a little ghost? It's a little ghost guy. He's a Snapchat ghost.
He comes out
and he says, "I love you. I feel very because I've never
for
had a 10 Valentine."
For 10 years, they're still making cheesy cartoons.
What do you want? What are you looking for?
Yeah, what do you want?
Innovation.
I want innovation.
Like a 3D render of a piece of candy that just pops out of your phone.
Man, whatever it is, just change something. Yeah. And by the way, I'm not wrong. In a broader spectrum, they did not innovate. And then Instagram stole their model and now everyone uses Instagram stories.
For sure. You are right. I mean, you're right. The stock has never been a huge jumper. Instagram continues to take and do better their model. So you're not wrong. But one thing you're definitely going to need to be right about more is everything because I have to leave.
Have a safe flight, dude.
Yo, thank you. Yeah.
We were gonna have Evan fill in for Mike, our roommate, Dwarf Mamba, but no, he got food poisoning last night at 3 a.m.
What did he eat?
He says he's puking and shitting his brains out.
And moved into the clout house.
Not yet.
He's about to.
Maybe, I don't know.
All right, love you guys.
Hey, we love you, man.
Good to see you, bro.
We love you, Mike.
Damn, the gang is separated once again.
I know, it's kind of fucked up, man. We almost had it.
We lost.
We almost had it.
We almost had it. But yeah.
You know what that Article 13 tells me, though, is how old. Like, we're still dealing with so many old people that just don't get it.
Or the opposite. You might be right. Or the opposite. We are so new and technology has not, society has not yet caught up with technology and what to do with it.
What do you think about VR?
I think it's incredible. I also think it could very well be the downfall of the human race.
Society.
Yeah. Imagine, bro.
I feel like in 10 years, it's going to be scary.
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 No one's going to leave their house.
No one's going to leave your house.
Why would you?
Have you seen Ready Player One?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Everybody's just going to be
Why would you leave your house if you can put on your goggles and be at the beach?
And have a six pack
and
and just rail all day.
What do you mean by
VR porn, dude?
VR porn's already a thing and it's awesome.
I've never seen it.
It's incredible.
We've got some of that coming to
to the house.
Well, here's why. Here's why. Here's why. For my birthday, we want to do an epic like Project X type, and we wanted to do this thing called the orgy tent. We're like, what,
dude, I don't
no,
know.
I'm not done. If I stop now, it's going to sound weird. I have to keep going.
You can't invite me to your birthday.
No, you're coming.
I'm uninviting myself.
You're invited. An orgy tent.
Yeah, you're right. You got to explain.
You walk in and there's a big Russian dude with an orange beard and he goes, "You want the orgy?" And you can say yes or no, but there's little like there's little sections and you put on VR goggles that are just have
when did the orange on them. When did the orange beard come into play?
He's got to have an orange beard.
Everyone has masks on. Yeah, you just grab your oh shit.
Oh my bad, dude. And by the way, no one's going to be in there for more than 60 seconds, but it's so worth it for the joke and for the content. Yeah. Like tell me that's not amazing.
No, it's phenomenal. It's truly phenomenal.
What do you think about VR?
I got the PlayStation VR thing.
I didn't even know they had.
Yeah. It's what's it called? The View or whatever. It's cool. I just don't think it's there yet. Mm-mm.
I think augmented is the move. Like I've literally put VR headsets on twice and I'm just like, yo, this is frying my eyes.
Yeah.
Like this can't be good.
That's
for
what
my
I mean.
Eyes.
It's not there yet, but I think it's going to get to a place where like you put in some fucking contact lenses and you know, you're good to go.
Contact lenses to me, that seems much more viable.
Yeah.
It's like it, like contacts, like what AirPods are to headphones. You know, we're gonna have some contacts like that.
That's gonna be sick.
Augmented the little contact case, the wireless charging, and you're just gonna put them in your eyes, and you know you're in the orgy tent.
Until they find out, I think like it's interesting because there's never any longitudinal studies done on the effects of this stuff. Like you see, they're coming out with like finding out AirPods are like kind of
causes
harmful.
Brain cancer and shit.
Wait, what?
Dude.
AirPods are like being proven to like be harmful.
Oh, but they're so dope.
I know they're dope. You know,
is that one of the things you just suck it up? Is that one of those, dude? Like I'll still eat red meat. If you told me red meat is going to take 10 years off my life,
you're still going to eat it?
I'm still going to eat red meat. Yeah.
That's 10 years worth it.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, respect. Respect at the end of the day. Do you? But frying your brain, bro. Woo.
You don't need that.
We're all going to be like 60 and everybody's just going to be like,
very true. Very true, though. Yeah, I mean, there's not, you know, like, especially with, I see people jeweling and shit.
Oh,
and I'm like,
my God,
dude,
yeah.
You guys, it's you don't know what the fuck that's going to do.
Oh, that scares me.
Well, have like popcorn lung for that.
This guy,
it's a thing.
This guy spent a full week in virtual reality. He showered with it. He ate
he
with it.
He showered with it on?
It's all he did.
Damn.
For a full week. I don't
Was
know
it a real
hours.
Shower or a VR shower?
Real shower. Actually, I wonder what he was looking at.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What happened to him?
Is
he chilling?
No, he was.
He's now dead.
He didn't look right. Yeah, he's not alive. It did not. He did not seem, or did not seem like it was healthy at all. I don't know what the final conclusion was, but again, this is one of those things. Like, when are VR playgrounds gonna be like? This here's a $1 billion idea. Someone run with it if you haven't.
I went
already.
To a VR playground.
Oh, it's already done
in downtown LA. It's called. I mean, it's not the whole thing isn't VR, but it's called. It's called Two Bit Circus. And okay. They have like different section. God it's like, I mean, this huge compound and they have different, it's like, you know, like an indoor amusement park.
Like you step in a sandpit, you put on the goggles and there's like a heat light on you. You're at the beach type.
It's like they have this maze with like these glass walls. And when you're just looking at it, it's just like these big clear glass walls. But you know, when you step in, they put a VR headset on you and then it's this whole world.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
awesome.
They have escape rooms that you go into with the VR headset.
Damn.
And you have to like figure out how to get out within, you know, the virtual reality.
I think there's some really cool uses to it, obviously. But then I feel like it's like also for those people who have lost their imagination and like can't create things in real life. So they need to be filled with something that's fake. You know, it's like, why can't we go back to our creativity and our imagination and build things.
Yeah.
And make things
tech,
dope and go to space again.
We should do that. Tech is scary. Tech is awesome. I have a
go
question.
To space again.
No, really. Let's I mean, fucking go to space.
If we were in space,
if you had the opportunity to go to Mars, would you do it? Maybe not now. Maybe in 50 years you wouldn't.
I don't think so.
You'd post up on Earth.
I hate flying.
Really?
Yeah.
But
how long
orbiting,
is the flight to Mars?
Dude, it's 333 days.
Nah.
You're not gonna do it?
Nah.
I would love to die on Mars.
Riding with
I
your boys to Mars?
Riding with
that'd
my fucking
fire.
Boys to
I'd
Mars.
I'd have to be with my boys.
In Elon Musk's spaceship. A question. Speaking of tech, if you, Travis Mills, had the option to allocate all of the world's resources, time, and energy into creating technology that could get us off this planet and continue the human race somewhere else, basically move us.
I'd do it.
Which, hold on a second. Or put all the resources, energy, and time into conserving planet Earth to last as long as possible and be sustainable here at home.
I'd do that.
You would do that?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Oh, shit. Well, I just listened to some podcasts and this dude's like, we could, you know, put all of our resource. It costs like $1 trillion a year or something.
Yeah.
But if you took all the money out of like harvesting fossil fuels and all like oil and all that shit, you could redirect, I think, the rate at which, you know, we're fucking up the planet.
By how much did he say? Like how much? I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
What's I listened to it on the Joe Rogan podcast. I want to say like 30. It could be fixed within like 30 years or something like that. Mm.
Yeah, we just could do it. Here, we could fix it.
Here's my only like argument to that would be, do you believe it's inevitable that we're going to have to leave our beautiful planet Earth one day?
If things keep going the way that they're going, yes.
We have to. I mean, eventually, like billions of years from now, at the latest.
Oh, we'll get wiped out again by like another ice age or like a fucking comet.
We're going to have to dip.
Doesn't that make you feel so like just minuscule in the grand scheme of things? Doesn't it really like put shit into perspective for you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, everything could just blow up right now. I can't tell if
it puts it into perspective or just makes me feel fucking depressed. Like what am I, dude? I'm a little human on a rock floating in space. So what the fuck am I?
So you got to enjoy all this.
That's what you got to enjoy.
It's true.
Big facts.
True.
Dude. All right. You're doing a lot of things to enjoy your time. One of which is the ADHD podcast.
Yes.
You've had some dope guests.
Thank you.
It's guest driven.
When are you going to come on?
Whenever.
Let's
do
it.
I'm with it.
I'd love to.
Yeah. Just let me know, man. How do you manage the guests, man? Like do you have a booker?
No. I do it all myself.
You do it? Yes. Yeah. Same.
So
I think it's
the same way you texted me. It's literally my whole idea for this was I want it to be people that, you know, I get through, you know, my contact list or my Instagram.
How'd you get Dobrik?
I hit him up.
Fuck, dude. You stole him from us.
He won't do it. Well, he hasn't done Impulsive?
I texted him about it and he's like, yo, I just did this podcast. And be honest, bro, it's kind of draining and I'm not really into it.
He's talking about my podcast?
Yeah. Well, not like, God damn it. No.
Thanks, David. Thank you. Thank you, bro.
No, God.
I'm unsending him the ADHD.
Hold on.
We need eject seats.
I don't mean it like that. I'm saying like, He said long form, not yours. I'm sure, and this happens. Long form content is like not, especially when you go from daily vlogging. Yeah. Like his vlogs are 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yep.
And then you go on a podcast, it's 60 minutes long.
Yep.
And it's this weird balance where like you want to be that person they see on the vlogs who's always like fun, laughing, and energetic, but also like you're a human, and that's not how humans work.
He totally could have been dodging.
So all
too.
I'm saying is he could. Here's the thing. He's either fucking dodging me, David, you motherfucker, or you suck.
Or he hated being on my podcast. Or he's
either
like,
way,
never.
Either
I
way,
ruined,
this
I
is shitty.
Spoiled David Dobrik.
Yeah. Either way, one of you guys are effed. But
no, it was a dope podcast. But how do you? Or who is your coolest guest that you've had? You've had Chris D'Elia on.
Yeah.
You had Tyron Woodley on actually.
No, I didn't. I had him on my Beats One
That's
show.
That's what I just said.
Did you have Tyron on Impulsive?
Yeah, we did.
That's fucking rad.
Yeah, it was dope. That's he's rad. Fucking dope.
Yeah. You also had Brendan Schaub on, who's amazing.
Awesome.
Huge fan of that guy.
Yep.
And I watched that episode. Really good.
Oh, thanks.
I enjoyed that a lot.
It's when you have people who do podcasts or talk to people.
It's so much. It's so good, right?
Bro, it's so much.
And Tyron's the fucking man because, I mean, you know, he doesn't have a podcast or anything, but he just knows how to talk.
I'm crazy impressed at how not a UFC fighter,
not
like
a fighter. He is. Yeah.
Like. He's just a dope ass dude.
He makes dope music. That's why I had him on my Beats One show because he was putting out his album, Chaos Theory.
Is that show separate than ADHD?
Yes. So my Beats One show, it's Monday through Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. And it's on Beats One with Apple Music.
Okay.
You can listen to it on any iPhone you have. Just go to the music app, tap radio. If it's 4 to 5 p.m., your boy's on there. And that show, my show there is cool because I have guests on, and then I get to play music and curate, you know, an hour of music.
Oh, that's tight.
My podcast is just a long form conversation about literally anything and everything. And there's no time constraints or, you know, rules or anything like that. So
that's gotta be so much fun as a musician. How is it being able to play other people's music and curate a vibe?
I love it, man. It's honestly, it's a lot. It's really dope. And what I love is giving up and coming artists, a platform and almost, you know, like if someone's never been through Apple or you know, gotten love from like any of these big streaming services, like to help them feel legitimized just in like any kind of way. And just like letting them know that I'm down, like, you know, I was there for the beat for like from the beginning, that goes a long way. And then having artists, you know, who are established artists and have them come on and be like, I don't know, be like, feel like just in the fucking mix again, you know, like I love that shit.
That'd be sick if you truly kickstarted someone's career because of that. That'd be awesome.
But it's cool because through that, I've had like a lot of artists' first interviews.
Oh, that's cool.
Ever. You know, like Alessia Cara, she did my beat. She did my beat show in 2015, and I was the first interview that she ever did.
No way.
Yeah.
Yo, that girl is a superstar.
Superstar. And I told her that from the very first time I met her.
Wow.
And so like watching her progression, you know, has been insane. And I just had this dude Pink Sweats on who makes really, really dope R&B music. And he writes for, you know, Chainsmokers, Florida Georgia Line, Demi Lovato.
Damn.
I was his first interview. And so, you know, to just share that moment with these people that I admire and respect and I'm a fan of is dope.
You had Cody Ko on recently.
Yeah, he was on my
is
podcast
he dope?
2 weeks
is he
ago.
Dope in real
he's
life?
Incredible, man.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that's,
he's that's hilarious.
That's refreshing.
It's weird because people that I'm a huge fan of, if I'm not like really close friends with them, I get kind of nervous before they come on the pod.
I see.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, cause I watch, I like literally I digest their content.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh shit. You know? And it's weird cause I'll have everybody on my Beats One show and I'll have super dope people on my podcast.
I know that. I do not fanboy. Met Bruce Buffer.
Okay.
The guy who announces
yes.
it, bro. I was like, "Yo, this is unbelievable. This is the greatest day of my life." You're Bruce Buffer, the guy who was. It's Todd.
No, of course. And do you know that his brother is the WWE.
Yeah.
Let's get ready to rumble. And you know that they fucking trademarked those slogans,
bro. They're making racks,
yeah. millions and millions and millions of dollars.
I
want to say it's Lance Buffer.
No, it's fuck. I should know. He.
Let's get. I don't know if I can say that, or we're going to have to pay them.
No, don't say it. He did my boxing fight, bro. He did. He announced me.
Oh, he did.
By the way,
I bought the fight. I watched.
Oh, you did.
I watched.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
That's
because I'm a huge.
You're one of one.
You're one of one.
We lost millions of dollars.
I paid $10 and I watched it.
Respect.
But I'm a huge. You know, I don't watch a lot of sports.
Michael Buffer.
Yeah. I do watch. I'm a huge UFC fan, and I'm just now getting into watching boxing.
Yeah.
I went and sparred. Because I train Muay Thai and jiu-jitsu.
Oh, tight.
So like, I like kicking people in the fucking head.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I went and sparred at my coach's boxing class. And it was, I thought I was going to a Muay Thai sparring session. I show up in sandals and shit because I trained barefoot, you know?
Yep.
And he's like, everyone has shoes on. He's like, yo, this is boxing. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh,
so I run to my car, I get my shoes, and I'm like, whatever, I'm already here. Yo, I got fucking worked.
Why do you think that is, bro?
Well, because I kept, you know, I kept lifting my leg up to like, because I'm going to fucking either knee you or I'm going to fucking check, you know, I'm going to teep kick you.
Yep.
And when I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't do that. I can't throw elbows. I felt fucking helpless.
That's always so hard when you
because these fools are, you know, have a hand out here.
Yeah.
They're going.
Oh, yeah.
You don't go that low in Muay Thai because you're gonna get fucking kicked or you're gonna get elbowed or kneed. So that shit just made me. It brought me. I was like a kindergartner.
Yeah.
I was a preschooler.
Sparring outside of your discipline, it was one of the most challenging things to do when I was training for the fight. I would spar MMA guys,
okay,
and Muay Thai guys, and they don't. We'd spar boxing, but they don't throw punches like a boxer.
No.
Bro, they're so unorthodox. Yeah, they come over the top. They come swinging over the top with those big knockout punches.
Dude,
one of them got
stuff.
Me with an uppercut, almost broke my jaw like a month before the fight.
Damn.
Like I went to the doctor for it. It was bad.
Well, you really did it. And I saw you had Hino on here too.
Hino!
Yeah, because I train at Trinity.
Oh, shit. Oh,
cool. Yeah.
Have you sparred Hino, bro?
No. I've seen it. Dude, I'm fucking scared of that guy.
He whooped my ass. It was the first sparring session I ever had. My coach wanted me to throw me with the dogs, bro. He took me. He tore me apart.
Dude's an animal. He's the man. Yeah, he's fucking dope, man. And he, dude, he trains everybody. Drake.
He's on Drake. Yeah, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. No, it's because he's dope.
How was that fight? Like just stepping into the ring. Like you know, because sparring is one thing when you're in a gym. Yeah. I know. Did you have a ring built?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah. We have one in the back.
So
yeah.
You know, you're in your house and shit, the comfort of your own home. But when you walk out into that arena and there, I don't know how many people were there. Like
15,000
people.
Yeah.
And the lights are on and, you know, the cameras are like, what the fuck does that feel like?
Here's what I thought. While I was mentally preparing and while I was even in the ring before the fight started, didn't think anything of it. And I mean that. Like, thought it was no big deal. I'm used to people looking at me. And so I was just excited to fight this kid. Then about round three, I realized my energy is literally being drained by the cheers of people. Like, whether or not I was conscious of it, I was being sucked of my energy is my money, and I had no money by the beginning of round three.
If you got punched and you hear everyone like go, yeah.
Gone. And again, you don't, it's happening subconsciously, but all of a sudden your fuel is empty. It's not, you're on E, dude. And so, I mean, it's fucking crazy.
How many rounds did you guys fight?
Six.
Six rounds.
Yeah. Which is
6 3-minute.
And I'm sure, right? In sparring, yeah, you went 12. I'm sure you had gas in the tank for 12 rounds.
I'd never been in that good. Bro, I was running sub 6 minute 30 miles for like 4 or 5 miles straight. Like I did not get tired.
Do you think, it's like an experience thing? Do you think the next fight it's just going to be like that subconscious? For sure. Weight is going to be.
Yeah. Are you guys going to fight again?
That's a great question.
It was a draw, right?
It was a draw. Here's the issue right now. Here's a short little summation. This is the first time I've responded to this. I'm going to make a proper video, but okay. My views are down on YouTube. And so he says I'm not relevant enough to fight again, even though we have a 2-fight contract.
Oh, you guys have a 2-fight contract?
We have a 2-fight contract.
Was that before? And that was in place before. Yep, okay.
Jake just sparred the guy that KSI beat first, Joe Weller. And Jake beat that kid in round one. So now the internet's buzzing on this Jake KSI thing. And I'm just like, damn, yo, like, Jake, I love you, but your boy still got some business, some business to handle. And by the way, I think the views thing is a feeble argument because
that's one thing I was going to ask you.
We're going to get the views up. I'm going to pass.
I mean,
KSI in subscribers, like, I mark my words, it will happen. And then what's the excuse then?
One thing I wanted to ask you, which I was curious about, did the Flat Earth doc hit trending at all?
No.
So our views are down because the channel's being suppressed, and you can see it by when I typed in Flat Earth, you uploaded a video on your other channel.
Yeah.
And it was number one on the Flat Earth search.
Yeah.
Like after a day or two, and the Flat Earth doc is nowhere to be found. Like to me, I don't know. I might be wrong.
I got a flat earth mug right here.
Flat Earth Society.
It's everywhere, bro.
Fun fact.
That's not even the same thing.
That's okay. This is tricky. That mug you have, the Flat Earth Society, those aren't the actual people who believe that the earth is flat. The actual flat earthers believe those people are controlled opposition.
It goes so deep. The delusion is deep.
The delusion's fucked.
I definitely don't want to sound like a bitch, but I think that has something to do with
you
it.
You could be right, or bro, to be honest, about this? Let's just make some better fucking content. All like, right, respect.
Take it to the chest.
We can't lose. Take it to the chest, bro. We can't lose.
Yep.
Get out here every day, fucking grind, make these vlogs, and get back on top. And then, what's the excuse? You're not going to have any except to run. Like,
but you can still.
Did you vlog your training for the fight?
Yeah. And by the way, it's like fucking crazy. The shit's ruthless. Like we went hard, bro. And to be honest, like I'll just say it here on Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Like Jake, I'll fight you, man. I will fight. Woo! I will fight anyone. Like I will, because I'm collecting skulls this winter, ruthless. Guys. I'm going for the full ham, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, technically you could sue Jake too. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, my lawyer said because it's a 2-fight contract. Technically,
well, if he steps in and does it,
if KSI tries to fight someone else, we could go after the person.
Oh, God. Who accepts.
So I'm going to sue my brother.
Does that fight count as your professional record?
I don't think so.
Into the UFC, would that count?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, it's amateur stuff.
I want to, though.
It's dope,
bro,
that you wrestling is like I feel like for every good, you know, MMA fighter who has a wrestling background, they just start ahead of the curve.
You're hanging out with, it's very true. And you were hanging out with a very good wrestler, Cody Garbrandt.
Cody Garbrandt.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Man, he's taking some shots recently.
Yeah, man. I'm a huge fan of that dude.
He's
like,
dope.
He's just got a glass chin.
Like
I don't I don't think he has a glass chin.
Am I wrong?
I think what happens is he goes in for the kill and it's almost there and he just fucking unleashes and gets caught with something by, you know.
In his last fight, they got in that little tussle.
Yep.
And they were both swinging
wild.
He rocked the dude. I thought he had him.
Yes.
And then just.
I get emotional when I watch him fight, man. Like, you know.
Everyone does.
Yeah, I get emotional. And I just like, I just want him to fucking win so bad.
Yeah.
And he's such a nice dude. And he's the man.
Do you think, I mean, how many fights can a fighter lose before they're out of the UFC? Is it three?
He's lost two. I don't know, but see what Cody's also good at is I feel like he also has a great personality.
Yeah.
And he's personable.
Yeah.
And so he can make, you know, I think Brendan, like if you look at Brendan Schaub, he's the blueprint of going from a fighter to
just the successful
entrepreneur.
Cause that shit's hard.
That shit is hard to do. And I think that he's showing a lot of these dudes that it's possible. And you know, like, yeah, man, he's fucking funny.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
He's hilarious. Do you have 11:30? Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta dip in probably like 5 minutes.
Okay. I want to do audio only Q&A real quick.
Cool.
You can find it on Spotify and iTunes. Travis Mills, thank you for coming on Impulsive.
Of course, thanks
the
for
number
having
one
me.
Podcast in the world. That's a fact, by the way.
Science.
Statistical.
Mine's like the number 200. doesn't sound as good.
No, it's all good. You can tell people you're number two.
I'm number two. Okay. Thank you.
There's a two in there.
Where can they find you on social?
At Travis Mills on across everything.
That makes sense. All right, guys. Subscribe if you're not subscribed. Impulsive fans, audience, family. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Peace. Thanks for these bells, Spencer.
I got
balls.
You, bro.
They're balls.
They're balls. Yeah.
They're healthy balls. Look at the ball note. They're actually
those are stress
healthy
balls,
balls.
Right? You're supposed to
literally. It's supposed to Chinese health balls.
Yeah. So what you're supposed to do is go like this.
Oh, that's the one where you rotate them in the hands.
Yeah.
Are you into like mindfulness meditation?
I wish I was. Yes, I'm into it. I just don't practice it as much as I'd like to.
Yeah.
But like, I want to get into like transcendental meditation.
What's that?
It's something that Mike Posner put me onto. But
dude, Mike, that's a story, dude. Have you followed Mike Posner?
No. What song did he make again?
Oh, dude, he had Cooler Than Me. That was like his first breakout hit.
Yeah,
but I mean, he wrote Ibiza. He's written. I mean, he wrote, you know, Sugar for Maroon 5. He wrote Boyfriend for Justin Bieber.
Oh, damn.
He's the fucking man. Yeah,
he's from Detroit, but he went into like full mindfulness mode and got a lot of flack for it.
I'd show up to his house for a session. Sorry to cut you off, but and you know, we'd be like, it'd be like, all right, yo, we got to start writing at 11:30, and I'd show up, and he'd be like, hey, man. He talks really soft.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Super sweet. Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm going to go meditate for like 25 minutes. I just have to start the day off with this. And you can go there. My assistant will get you coffee or, you know, you can make some snacks. And
damn.
And I'll be back. And I'll wait 20 minutes and he'd come back and he'd be like, cool, let's start.
Damn.
And he's just such a positive
peaceful, huh?
ray of light that I was like, what are you doing, man? Like, I want whatever it is that you're doing. And he gave me this thing on transcendental meditation. And obviously I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I haven't learned the practices, but it's something I'm interested in.
That's interesting. You can definitely go too deep into mindfulness.
I was going to say how, I mean, not to talk shit, but how far away is he from being too entrenched? If even at all, because never mind. I've just met people.
I say you can go too far really in all reality. You can't. Like, there's no rules of what it means to be a human. Like, what we find is weird.
True. That's true.
Like, it's weird because we're not used to it. It's weird because it's out of our comfort zone. So, I mean, a lot of people can call it weird, but that doesn't make it weird. So,
well, I'm saying,
as long as you're not hurting yourself or other people, or it's not like, you know, like taking shit away from your life, if it's only adding, you know, benefits, I think you're good.
I think where people go too deep, and this is a thing, like there's so many crazy ass documentaries that we should check out. Like, gurus can take advantage of the people that follow them.
Cults.
That's where it goes too deep.
Everyone ends up having sex with the leader, though.
As soon as you start having sex with the leader.
Everyone's wives, you know, just get fucked.
That's
as soon as your wife's getting clocked out.
You're cool with it.
You're too deep, bro.
Get out.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Yo, have you seen the Us movie? You just said get out.
I have not. So I need to go see that. Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Did you like it?
It ain't no Get Out. It's okay. It's good. I would see
I've
it
been
again.
Hearing that. I've heard mixed reviews.
It's a little tricky. I want to ask you a question. How do you, I'm assuming you have celebrity friends. How do you find time to hang out with them? How do you find, because you're very busy, I'm assuming. You have a girlfriend, you have a job, and they're very busy. And I like to surround myself with people who I can relate to, but oftentimes schedules don't line up, whatever it is. And like, I'm not very good at hanging out. I'm just not good at it.
I think it's like what you're saying. It's so nice when you can actually have a conversation with someone who understands, you know, like, cause if you talk to other people, you know, who maybe aren't in the business or, you know, my friends from back home, if you're just like airing grievances, you know, everyone has bad days at work, right? They sometimes just think like you're complaining and you're a piece of shit. Like, dude, you know, you're on set doing this and this and this, like I'm at a cubicle, like you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's nice finding common ground with people and just being able to relate in that sense. I think for me, it's like, I don't know, like going to dinner for like an hour or, you know, a lot of times I haven't seen someone in a while. They'll come on the podcast.
Oh, that's tight.
You know, or like my comedian friends, I'll go and watch their stand up, you know, so I'll like go hang out at the Comedy Store and be there for a few hours and maybe go get food after, you know, after their set. With like MG, I was there for a show. MGK was about to start shooting The Dirt. We hung out for like 3 nights and just like went and got drinks and hung out by, you know, my hotel and shit. So just like making time. Cause I feel like, you know, we're always all trapped or I'll have friends who are like, hey bro, I'm in LA for one day, you know, for this thing.
Yeah.
Be dope if, you know, we can hang out and I'll pull up on them. And
I got to get better at that. I'm on like a mission to try to better myself as much as possible. Like that's why I'm reading this book.
Dude, this book, Dale Carnegie, I was talking about this on my podcast yesterday. Yeah, I've read it. And what's crazy is that it was written in like the 1900s.
Yeah.
And a lot of this shit rings true today.
Yeah.
Even in the age of like social media and shit. So yeah, great, great read.
That's one of the, I'm in chapter two.
That's crazy, bro. This is the first two chapters I've ever seen you read.
Yeah, I know. I've that's what I'm saying.
This is the first book you've ever read?
In my life. Yeah. I don't even know how to read. I have someone translate it.
How long did that two chapters take?
2 5-hour airplane flights.
Okay. Okay.
I'm being facetious. I know how to read. I'm a slow reader and I like to annotate.
Same.
And so I'm just taking my time.
Have you tried listening to audiobooks?
I have not.
Oh, because I like reading a lot as well. But audiobooks save me a ton of time.
Really?
Yeah. Because if I'm driving, I can, you know, listen to a whole book.
I mean, bro, you do music. I'm assuming you are an audio learner in a sense.
For sure. And you know what's crazy is that when I get in my car, I don't listen to music.
Really?
No.
What do you listen to?
Podcasts and audiobooks. Because like if I'm in a studio for 10 hours a day, I'm you know how it is.
Yeah.
You listen to the same shit over and over and over. The last thing I want to do is get in my car and start listening to something else.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, it just breaks up the monotony. And my Beats One show is me playing music for an hour and doing all that.
Yep.
So it's like,
you're over it.
No, I'm not over it. It's just like, I listen to music when I work out. But yeah, I just like to break it up.
Gotcha.
So how do books like these help you personally?
Oh, I feel like a book like this, just remind me to be more mindful.
Apply the principles in this book.
Yes. And oftentimes I'll have to go back and kind of like reread things to just keep it like in the forefront of my head. But yeah, I mean, that's why audiobooks are nice. Cause if I want to listen to something and go to a specific chapter and just re-listen to
it. I'm a visual learner. So sometimes
okay.
Yeah. I want to get you out of here. I want to be mindful of your time. You have 18 minutes to get to set.
See, you're on the road. You're on the right path already, man. First two chapters are doing numbers.
Let's go. Yo, T Mills. Do you still go by that, by the way?
No.
Travis Mills is what I said. Thank you for
people
coming
call
out
me that Boston. All the time. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, because it's like artist name, but also like I call my friends first initial last name all the time.
Well, that's when they're like, okay, what's your artist name? I was like,
your boys call me T Mills.
Well, my middle name's Tatum. So like on my credit card, it says Travis T Mills. And so I was just like, oh, this makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Tatum's dope too, though.
That was supposed to be my first name.
Travis Tatum. It would have been.
It was supposed to be Tatum Travis Mills. And then my parents switched it at the
parents
last
are a
second.
A little exotic, a little crazy with the names, bro.
Dice.
Suck.
Right, dude, Travis, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you having me on. It was good to chat with you guys.
Of course. Thank you guys for listening. Hit that subscribe button. We love you. See you next time.
Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating,
pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.